It's brought down in the Sefer Maisa Rav that the Vilna Gaon had a specific hakpada to try to get a talis that came from Turkey. What was unique about Turkey? Why did he want a talis specifically coming from Turkey? So there's an interesting discussion in the Paiskim that has its roots in a Machlikas Rishonim as to the very nature of shatness. Now we know that shatness is considered a gzeir sakosif. It's a chayk. It's a chayk. We don't really explore the reasons of mitzvahs and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, with certain mitzvahs, and that's really not our job. But nonetheless, even though it's described as a chayk, the Rishonim do present a certain taimim to the mitzvah of shatness and some of the basis of what the Isser is all about. The Rambam, brought down by the Rambam Mor Nevuchim says that the Yisoid of the Isser of Shatnes comes from the fact that the Goyisha priests, during their service of Avodah Zarah, would actually wear garments that had Shatnes in it. There was a garment that had wool and linen in the garment, and that's why the Torah wants to distance us from wearing Shatnes, because the Kumar, the priest of the Goyim, during the service in Avodah Zarah, would make sure to wear a garment made of shatness. The Ramban has a different take on the matter. And the Ramban says there's nothing to do with the Kumar, rather, it's because the Torah wants the Teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in the Bria during Ma'aseh Bereishis to remain intact. And you're not supposed to combine different meaning and try to mix and match things in the Bria that were supposed to be made separate. And therefore, since one of the prime, species is wool, and one of the prime species is also linen, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu used this a mixture as an example of not tampering with the Bria. And therefore, he says, don't mix wool and linen because you're trying to deviate from the Teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created during the Ma'aseh Bereishis. That's the Ramban. The Ramban holds that it has to do with tampering with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it when he created the world. Things that are supposed to be separate shouldn't be binded together and combined. Rather, they should remain individual and separate. This is interesting and quite well-known reasoning presented by the Rabbeinu Bechai. What the Rabbeinu Bechai basically says is that there's at the beginning of the Bria, we have Cain and we have Hevel. Now, Cain killed Hevel, as we know. But they had a difference in opinion as to what type of carbon was supposed to be brought in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Originally, we know that Hevel brought a carbon, which was from Tzemer, which was a behemoth which has wool, that's Tzemer. And Cain just brought flax, a linen, which was the opposite of what Hevel thought was supposed to be brought. And what happened was that ended in disaster. Cain ended up killing Hevel. And says Rabbeinu Bechai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a matter of instilling in the Bria the lesson of the story of Cain and Hevel, we're trying to make sure that these minim are not supposed to come into contact, because the first time they ever came into contact, it ended in complete disaster. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it brings a churban when the linen and the wool come together, and therefore, just as by Cain and Hevel, it had to remain separate, and the second they came into contact, the person that represented the wool and the person that represented the linen came into contact, there was a terrible churban that erupted. Therefore, so too, we have to keep linen and wool separate. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Bechai. Now, when we brought up this minhag of the Goyin, Dafka, to try to get a talis from Turkey, part of the rationale behind the whole thing has a connection to the fourth rationale presented in the Rishonim, the fourth inyan of Shatnas presented in the Rishonim, that's the Rikanti. The Rikanti says that there are a lot of inyonim in the whole Isser of Shatnas, the linen, the wool coming together. And a lot of it's based on Kabbalah, but what he says is that if you take wool and linen, you put it in one garment, says the Rikanti, there's a special satan, there's a special yetzahara that presents itself, and that's pshat in the words Shatnes. What is Shatnes? What are the words Shatnes? Take the letters. Satan Az. A very strong and potent Satan. So the Satan derives its power from the wearing of Shatnes. Api Kabbalah. We don't need to really understand it. But that's what he says. That Satan Az, that's Shatnes. And you have to make sure that you don't get affected by the power of Tumah that presides over the wearing of Shatnes. And therefore, stay away from Tumah. Don't wear wool and linen. The Bikanti adds that there's a special connection that the Tumah that emanates from the wearing of Shatnes has the special connection it has to Tefillah. And when you are Mispalel, your Tefillah doesn't get answered when there's an Isser of Shatnes being violated. So there's a special Tumah and special Satan Az that presents itself when it comes to the Tefillah that emanates from such a person who is wearing Shatnes. As Lizok the Rikanti. Now that's why Chasidim have their begadim, their bekesha, it's silk, it's not linen. Because it's brought down in the Paiskim that the early Chasidish sources said that because the Isser Shatnes is Satan Az, it brings a tremendous Kayach HaTumah into this world, Mamela, a person has to make sure Mamish go to the ends of the world not to be in violation of the Isser of Shatnes, because it's such a dangerous thing. It's a sakana, based on this Rikanti, that it's Mamish a sakana. And the Mela, there was a minig that you don't even wear a garment of wool at all. Don't wear wool at all. Why? Because we're afraid that where does wool come from? It's sheared off an animal that pastured in the field. Now, who knows what was present in the field when the animal was alive and pasturing? There was, different produce that was growing in the field, and maybe linen got caught up in its tsemer, in the wool, and the hides of the sheep. And therefore, as a matter of course, the Chasidim had a minig to stay away from the wearing of woolen begadim, even if we don't know of any shatnes problem, because we're afraid that while the behemoth was pasturing, it had some linen that got caught into its wool, and it would mimela cause a problem of shatnes unbeknownst to the person wearing the garment. And that's why they are makbet have silk begadim. So that is a minig that's brought down by the Chasidim to be makbid on not wearing a garment of wool. There's actually a special hakpada not to wear woolen begadim during tefillah, because the Rikanti says that this special kayach HaTumah really comes out when it comes to the effect and the power of your tefillah. And if you're in violation somehow of the Isser of Shatnes, your tefillah has a problem getting answered. And the Mela, especially when it comes to tefillah, they were specially makbid not to wear wool and begadim. Now, it's hard to say that this would apply nowadays, because nowadays the way wool is processed, there's a very, 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 very high probability that there is no linen that got attached to the wool. So, it's not so posh b'chlal that there should be hakpada in our times. But we're talking about in olden times when it wasn't so well processed, and there was a slight chance of some linen creeping its way into the wool, then they had this hakpada. Now, there's actually a difference of opinion as to whether this hakpada has a real firm basis or not. You find in the Chassam Sefer, where he writes about some people that wanted to make a minig in a shul, that you can't have a shliach tzibur, dam for the amud in a shul, if he's wearing a woolen beged. If he's wearing a woolen suit, or any type of beged, that's a woolen beged, because of the sakpada, that maybe during the time when the animal's alive, some linen got caught up into its wool, they didn't allow him to be a shatz. And this was dafka to be a shliach tzibur for tefillah, since tefillah is especially affected by the Isser of Shatnes. Lemaisa, he says over there, the Chassam Sefer, that there's no basis for this minig, and fakert, you cannot prevent someone from going up to the Amor because he has a woolen beged on. However, there are other Chassidische Svarim that did give more credence in halacha to this minig, and you find in the Heshev of Moshe from Rabbi Yael Teitelbaum, who's the founder of Satner, where he said that in fact, if they didn't have a minig in the shul, then avada, you can't prevent someone from going up if he has a woolen beged. But if there was already an established minig in this community that you don't allow a shatz to go up and down for the Amud, if he has a woolen beged, because of this vayte chashash, the minhag does have credence in halacha, and a person shouldn't go up and be a shliach tzibur and daven for the Amud in a community that has this minhag of avoiding wearing woolen begadim. Now, this is where it came from, this minhag, to be makbid on talesim that came from Turkey. Why? Talesim, again, are something that's miyuchad for tefillah, and tefillah is especially connected to the powers of shatness or frakert. The toma of shatness is especially damaging to the kayach of tefillah. And therefore, because many talisim are wool, the chasidim had hakpada to dafka have it made from Turkey. Because in Turkey, specifically, there wasn't, linen that used to grow in the fields. And therefore, over there, the mitzias was that there wasn't a chashash that any linen got creeped into the wool, and therefore there was no concern that your wool had some linen somehow mixed inside. And that is really what the goyin was being makbid on. That just like some of the Hasidic rebbes had the sakpada to get a talis from Turkey, so too the goyin had the sakpada to get a talis from Turkey, because since a talis is a woolen beged, and you want it to be especially, distanced from any chashash of linen creeping in. Therefore, in Turkey, since they didn't grow linen, if the talus came from there, there was a 100% certainty that it was grown independently by itself, the wool, without any linen creeping in, and there was no chashash of shatness. And therefore, dafka by tefillah, where we're very, very careful, even an extra mile careful, that's why over there, by tefillah, they were makbid to have a talis come from Turkey. Now, lemaisa, again, nowadays, things are very, very well processed, and the entire chashash is very hard to fathom, that somehow some linen will creep into the processing of wool. But, lemaisa, this is the chashash that some of the chassidic placing were very makbid on, and you find even in the Maisa Rav from the Gain, this hakpada of having a talis made from Turkey where there wasn't any chashash that linen got mixed in.